Good morning, this is Linda Morris, and I am very excited and privileged today to have a very dear friend of mine, Ramon LeMay. She is a snowbird, and she gets the best of both worlds. She gets to live in Canada, in the beautiful countryside of Canada with her family and friends half of the year, and she gets to live in St. Petersburg, Florida, the other half of the year, where here we're December 23rd, and it's probably going to be 80 degrees, which is unseasonably warm, but very amazing. So, Ramon, are you on this morning?
I am on, Linda.
Oh, you sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, too. Ramon is one of my heroes. She and her husband, Charlie, are the most amazing couple. In fact, they're my idols as far as having a wonderful, amazing married relationship. They've been married for 51 years. You may not want me to tell you that, but they had a 50-day vacation last year for their 50th, and that was just outstanding. Charlie and Ramon have been through a lot of interesting health challenges that have popped up in their lives, and you know, it's, you know, these challenges, it's like sometimes it's how quickly you bounce back from them and how you react to them and what you do with them. And Ramon, she just actually blossomed after the initial shock of it. She just blossomed. So that's why I invited Ramon to be on this morning, because she took a stand for herself and she stood up for herself. So, Ramon, would you mind kind of sharing your story about what happened? And then we'll talk about how you responded and took action.
Yes, I would love to share my story. My story is about breast cancer. 7 years ago, I couldn't understand why I would have breast cancer because I was very healthy. I had tests that, you know, mentioned that there was cancer there. So I talked to the doctor, why would it happen? And nobody had answers about why would you get cancer. So I belonged, Charlie and I at the time, we belonged to the Nikan group. So I thought, well, I'll call Barbara and I'll call Linda, because I kind of thought these gals would help me, and they sure did. You know, they said, well, there's lots of things that Nikan can do, and if you decide to use the technology. And I said, well, I have to do something. There's no way I would go through surgery or chemo or anything like that, because I know my own body and it doesn't like medicine at all, because it's never had much of it, because I've always been very healthy. So I had surgery in July 7 years ago, and before I was going through surgery, I remember vividly talking to Barbara, and she says, I will help you. I mean, these gals are just amazing. I mean, I was in tears all the help I could get from them. And so I went through surgery, and then it was chemo, because I decided the tests were pretty advanced and the proof was in there. And so I thought, well, I would do something about it. And, Barbara and Linda really helped me out. I had some buddy system that helped me out, but I was determined to build my immune system. There's no way in my mind I would go through chemo and not rebuilding an immune system. So,
and I remember you even went to your doctor, because you really wanted to take Siaga and Greenzymes, and to but you also at the same time wanted to honor the chemotherapy that you were doing and make sure it worked. So
yes.
Your doctor asked you to go to the pharmacist. So what did you went to the pharmacist, and what questions did you ask him?
I went directly to a cancer care pharmacist where they do make the cocktails. I brought all the Nikan products that I wanted to use, and the pharmacist told me protocol is 48 hours. And I had the green light on all the product that I wanted to use. the first thing that was most important was the green thyme first thing in the morning, and the mushrooms, and the bone health, and liver support.
So how many immunity with the mushrooms were you taking? How many? Because I've heard people taking up to 17 a day. So how many did you find that worked, was perfect for your body?
Yes, I was taking up to 17 a day.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah, not at the beginning. But at the beginning, I would take maybe 6 a day, two or three before each meal. But as the chemo progressed, I felt my body needed more support. After you go through chemo, you can feel your body going down. And for me, it was the green thyme and the mushroom that will really pick up my body.
So how long did you stick with that, where you were taking that many? And how many are you taking now? I guess it's 7 years later.
Oh, I'm still on maintenance. I'm still taking the green vines, and I'm taking 4 a day on the mushroom.
Okay. Outstanding. And I remember as you're going through, your hair kept wanting to leave, but it wanted to come back immediately, too.
Yes.
And you were talking to your doctor about how amazed, how well you were progressing through everything.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't tell me that I would lose all my hair. So I pressed the point, and they said, oh, yeah, you will. And when it did start, I just took charge, because that's one of the things that once you go through cancer, you lose. You know, everybody's in charge except you are. So I just took charge. I said, okay, this is how it's going to be. I'll take charge of the hair, and got rid of it and got a replacement.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Go ahead.
It's just that it takes all the, how can I put it, you're not in charge anymore when you have cancer. You think
that's
you're not.
That's a hard thing. Yeah, that's a really hard place to be. Okay, so what did you, I heard Charlie just said you think you're not, so share more about that, because you have an amazing soapbox when you need it, Ramon. You're just amazing.
Well, for me anyways, I don't know for anyone else going through cancer, but just the word cancer, I couldn't even say it at the beginning. And it was like not in my vocabulary. It would never happen to me. So once it's there, then you walk it that everybody's in charge except you. What makes you in charge is after a while, when you lose your hair and you think you're losing it, you said, okay, I'm just going to do it. So then you start taking charge and you start saying, this is what I want and this is what I'm doing. There's a glimmer of light that gives you the power to say, I'm in charge here. It's my body.
Yeah. And I know as you're going through the breast cancer, Barbara, who had been through it a few years before you, sent you her her personal
Barbara was
thermal long underwear shirt that she had. Actually, I was with her. She cut off the sleeve. She cut it down the middle and sewed Velcro. Now, I know you prettied it up, but
yep.
Can you talk about, like, wearing the thermal long underwear shirt that Nikan does have available for sale right now?
I couldn't believe this little package. Well, little package. It was a package that came. I mean, it had the camisole all prepared for me to use, and other goodies that I could eat. I mean, I was crying. I couldn't believe this woman sending me this care package from the States to help me out, which I did use. It was amazing, you know. And you too, you sent me a little care package, a little comforter,
sample,
yeah. That I really used practically every night after surgery. I used that under my arm all the time because there was pain there that, you know, need to be attended to. I mean, the far infrared is amazing, amazing after you have surgery. You put this on for about 15, 20 minutes and the pain goes away. It's like magic pills without having a pill. That's, you know, in my books, it's magic.
Wow, within 22 minutes, so what kind of, was it like a throbbing or a dull aching or a stabbing?
It's like a burning.
Burning. Okay.
It's a burning sensor.
That little far infrared comforter over that area, and
yeah,
it would just calm it down.
Yep. It just takes it away.
Awesome.
It calms whatever is ailing you there, you know.
Mhm. So how long did it take you? Because you, yeah, I mean, it's quite a process, and, you know, it's quite emotional for everybody, and I know as both you and when Barbara was going through cancer, we always told people, oh, no, no, don't go there, huh? They are doing outstanding. See them as healthy. Don't see them as sick. And I think that's an important point for family members to kind of be the scouts to get the word out that, no, do not see them as sick. See them as healthy and vibrant and recovered. And, Charlie really stepped up to the plate, and he was doing everything. He was doing the cooking and the cleaning, and so that had to be an interesting experience for the two of you.
It was overwhelming at times. If Charlie wouldn't have helped or would have done what he had done for me, I don't know how I would have gone through. I can't see people going through cancer and not getting any help. And a lot of women have to work while they're going through cancer treatments.
That's true. Or they are essentially on their own.
Yeah.
Now, I remember one day having a conversation with you about, where do you think this came from? Because a lot of times it's emotional baggage that opens the door, I guess is a good way of saying it, to us getting sick. Do you remember that conversation?
Yes. A lot of times you don't know why, where it comes from. Stress will do it, or shock in your life. And at the time, I didn't know how come, why. Don't even know why you had cancer. But you know what? After you've had cancer, there are reasons. To me, anyways, it's a lesson in your life. 2 years after, you say, okay, now I know why I had cancer. It's a lesson. It's a good lesson, believe it or not. It's just a very good lesson in your life. And I realized a lot of things, and a lot of the gals that Barbara sent me and you sent me, Linda, they were telling me why I had cancer. I was just bawling on the phone. I mean, I'm saying, what's going on? How can these women know? They know me. I know they don't know me. They don't know in my life or anything. But I just, like, it's a lifeline. When you talk to someone, to talk to someone else, there seems to be a spirit that will tell you why you had cancer. It's a big lesson in life.
I remember you sharing that you felt like you did a lot for other people and you really didn't concentrate and give too much for yourself. You put everybody else ahead of yourself. It's kind of the sense of the feeling at one point, I feel, that you were thinking.
You were 100% right.
that elephant brain of mine, right?
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, you have just blossomed. You just really enjoy life. You're singing in the choir. You and Charlie, oh, you were so cute dancing at the New Kent holiday party on Saturday together. Just so sweet. I mean, since that is when you guys did your 50-day vacation through Europe.
Yeah. Well, 50 years being married, so, I went through cancer, and then Johnny went through a stroke, so we figured, it's time to enjoy life before we have another downturn.
Yeah. And you guys have, and I think you can create your own destiny, and you learn your lessons, and you bounce back. That's what I've learned. You bounce back.
there is one thing. When you go through cancer or stroke, you really have to fight for your life all the ways you can, with good friends and good supplements that, you can actually, you can save my life. Between the Nikan people and the supplements that I use, were amazing. They tested me before and during and after chemo, and they just couldn't believe how well I did. I mean, honestly, it was a real miracle for us to go through what I went through and feeling so good after the fact. Even though they wanted me on some medicine, Arimidex, I stopped them because I was starting to have side effects. And I said, you know what? I'm taking charge. I'm not doing that. And I've done well. It's been 7 years now. And
it's amazing how time flies.
Yeah. So, not,
but,
you know, I
used... I mean, and at the same time, as you were going through it, when you were fortunate, you have a wellness home in Canada, and you have one in the United States. So you have your sleep system, your shower, your water, your air filters, your magnetics, the far infrared. I mean, a lot of women will even, you know, use, like, some of the wraps, like, on their arms or over the breast or over the area where they're having the radiation to help with that burning. And,
right.
And, all you know, just, so, yeah, just talk a little bit more about what you did, maybe in a couple days, of what your day was like as you were going through this and what you used to counteract some of the negative effects that you knew were happening. So just, well, kind of reminisce on a day of chemo, actually.
Well, right after having chemo, even while you're having chemo treatment, all the medical personnel will tell you, make sure you drink lots of water. They don't know what kind of water, they don't ask, and I'm saying, you have no idea. I'm drinking this nice alkaline water. So I would drink an excess of 18 tall glasses every day, make sure to flush it. Because they tell you...
Tall glasses?
Yes, ma'am. To make sure...
And that's, I mean, what you just said is a really important point, because sometimes you hear from doctors and they're telling people to drink reverse osmosis, which I call that the water of death. Because it has no life. You put a fish in it, and a fish will die. Well, you think of water, you think of a fish. So why would you want to put in your body what a fish can't live in? So that's the importance of the Pymag waterfall water. So, okay, go ahead.
Oh, I drank, you know. I mean, it was almost kind of funny because, I mean, anybody around you, they'd say, make sure you drink lots of water when you leave here. Make sure, you know. They were just like, and I said, okay. But basically, the greens on every morning, the mushrooms, and the liver support was very, very important, because after a while, it got so toxic that you could even taste it in your mouth, the toxins from your body. It's like, so all of the above was just amazing. And then sleeping on the sleep system, well... It's like a magic pill. I mean, it just takes all the aches and pain away. And you got to eat well. And did a lot of research. No sugar, no red meat. No, I mean, it goes on and on. And you have to use common sense and take charge of your own health. And but for me, all the nutritional and the good friends at weekend, it was a big family. For us, it was a big family that really helped me. That's how I feel.
Wow. Well, that's really outstanding. Anything else that you would like to add?
I don't know, unless someone has some questions. I don't know.
Okay. Well, one example would be, okay, so you did Siaga. Did you do 1 ounce a day or 2 ounces? Or whenever you felt like it. And how many green times did you do a day?
Siaga wasn't out then 7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't remember Siaga being out. I remember green signs.
Yeah, it was. I remember you taking it. Exactly.
Was it? Oh, I remember that.
That elephant memory again.
Yeah. That's a memory failing there a little bit, maybe.
Okay. But in green signs, did you do it once a day or twice a day?
Twice a day. Oh, yeah.
Twice a day. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, you just vibrantly bounced back and are just simply amazing. And as I've said many times, you and Charlie are my heroes. You are just a phenomenal couple. How you you know, work together and live together and play together. So thank you, Ramon, so much for your time. I really, really appreciate it. This is great information that there's lots of family members out there that need a little guidance. So I think your words will be very helpful. And your attitude. I am taking control of my health. And you did your research. You asked questions. You just didn't sit there and let people dictate what you needed to do. You did what they told you pretty much you needed to do, but at the same time, you went and talked to an oncology pharmacist to find out exactly what you could do.
Yep.
And you know, to make sure that the chemotherapy worked and did its job. And then you got the poison out, which is what they told you to do. And
yes.
The time frame for your specific chemotherapy. Some of them is 48 hours. Some of them are different. So that's why it is really important key that you went and asked the pharmacist, the chemo pharmacist exactly, and you showed him what you were doing. And, you know, all the time people are always asking us, oh, well, you know, can this person have this? You know, with whatever they have going on in the world. Well, are they allowed to eat mushrooms? Yes. Okay, well, this is a food. It's whole food nutrition is what we work with. Somebody asked me the other day if a nursing mother could have our vital balance. And, like, it's a whole organic food. Absolutely. There's nothing artificial. It's food. So there is a little bit of a common sense, but at the same time, some of our products are very powerful. When you are going through the chemo, Glory has mentioned to us that our Siaga, don't take Siaga right before you go to the dentist, otherwise the Novocaine won't work. Because
wow.
It's so powerful, it counteracts that you know, toxin, essentially. So we're very grateful to have all these amazing products, and thank you for sharing your experiences, Ramon.
You're welcome, Linda.